The following material is taken from Technician's Manual, Liquid Heating Fuels, published by the National Oil Heat Research Alliance, copyright 2022.
Chapter 10, Primary Controls. Introduction. The safe automatic operation of the system is dependent on the interaction between the thermostat, which opens and closes a circuit based on the temperature changes in the heated space, the limit control, which opens and closes a circuit based on temperature or pressure changes in the boiler or furnace, the primary control, which regulates the operation of the burner. In a properly designed, installed, and serviced system, these three components work together to safely satisfy a call for space heating, cooling, or water heating. In a typical system, line voltage flows in a series circuit from the fuse or circuit breaker to a remote toggle on-off switch located away from the heating unit. From there, it continues to a service switch at the appliance, then to the limit controls, and then to the primary control, which distributes power to the burner components, motor, igniter, and oil safety valve. Functions of the primary control. The primary control has three main functions. 1. To respond to the thermostat. 2. To respond to the limit control. 3. To control the startup, run cycle, and shutdown of the burner. All primary controls, whether old thermomechanical or modern microprocessor, operate on the same basic principles. The primary control accomplishes its mission by reacting to the presence or absence of flame, managing burner startup by checking for flame before energizing igniters, burner motors, and oil valves, supervising burner shutdown once the thermostat is satisfied or the limit control opens. All primary controls have line voltage 120 VAC circuits. In a basic heating system, line voltage is supplied to the primary control through the high limit control when the temperature in the water heater, water boiler, or furnace, or the pressure in a steam boiler is below the limit setting. Once the limit control is satisfied, it breaks or opens the circuit, de-energizing the primary control and shutting down the burner. Most primary controls also have low voltage circuits, 24 VAC, to accommodate thermostats and or other devices. The low voltage circuit is closed when a thermostat senses the need for an increase in room temperature. When the heat reaches the right temperature and the thermostat is satisfied, it opens the circuit. For the primary control to activate the burner, both the line and low voltage circuits must be closed. In most cases, that means if either the thermostat or the limit control is satisfied, open, the primary control will not activate the burner. In systems where a line voltage thermostat or with a low voltage thermostat connected to controls other than the primary control, a jumper is placed between the primary thermostat terminals, permanently closing the low voltage circuit. The primary control is then activated solely by the limit control. Some systems have an additional control wired in parallel with the thermostat. In those cases, the primary's low voltage circuit can be completed through either the thermostat or the additional control. For example, a steam boiler with a domestic hot water coil will normally have an aquastat wired to the low voltage terminals on the primary control. This enables the boiler to maintain domestic hot water even when the room thermostat is not calling for heat. Figure 10-1. Flame detection. Primary controls detect both the presence and absence of flame. A safety feature of primary controls is that they will not activate the burner for startup if the control senses a flame during the off cycle. This prevents additional fuel being pumped into a unit that has a fire before startup. Primary controls must react quickly to the presence or absence of flame while the burner is running. Primary control must shut the burner off promptly if no flame is established on startup or if the flame is lost during the run cycle. If the primary control did not shut off the burner in these circumstances, the burner could continue to pump fuel into the unit, creating a hazardous condition. When the primary control shuts off the burner because no flame is detected, it is referred to as being off on safety, in safety, or in lockout. Once the primary control goes off on safety, it must be manually reset before it can send power to the burner again. The amount of time that elapses from the start of a cycle in which flame is not detected to the time the control goes off on safety is referred to as trial for ignition or safety timing. Slight variations from an individual control's stated safety timing often exists due to manufacturing tolerances, voltage variations, and temperature changes. Ignition modes. Systems operate in one of two ignition modes, intermittent duty or interrupted duty. Intermittent duty ignition means that the spark across the electrodes that ignites the fuel is present whenever the burner is running. Interrupted duty ignition means that spark comes on for a short time at the beginning of each burner operating cycle and is either turned off once the flame is established, turned on after a period of time which may include time after trial for ignition, known as ignition carryover, to ensure a stable flame is fully established. Interrupted duty ignition is preferred because it makes for quieter combustion, increases the life of the ignition system components, and uses less electricity. Types of primary controls. There are two basic types of primary controls found in the field today. Thermomechanical primary controls. Although these have been obsolete for 50 years, there are still some out there. CAD cell primary controls. There are several different types of these in the field. The oldest models are also considered to be obsolete. Obsolete thermomechanical controls. This section is provided as a reference because there are, unfortunately, a number of these controls still operating in the field today. Modern systems operate much more efficiently and safely than systems that were installed when these controls were considered to be state-of-the-art. Technicians should recommend that their customers consider upgrading these systems. Thermomechanical controls, commonly called stack switches or stack relays, utilize bimetals to detect flame and to mechanically open and close electrical contacts to provide burner control. They have spring-loaded reset buttons and a thermal safety switch that must be cool before the control is allowed to be removed from lockout, Figure 10-2. Through the 1960s, stack relays were the industry's standard primary control, and there are many types of stack relays still operating in the field today. Fortunately, the manufacturers designed the wiring to be the same regardless of the make and model. Stack relays are typically mounted in the flue pipe, although they may occasionally be found mounted directly into the flue collector or heat exchanger. Flame detection. Stack relays employ a bimetal heat-sensing element for flame detection. This heat-sensing element must be in the path of the combustion gases, between the heating unit and the draft regulator. It should be centered in the flue pipe at a point where it will be exposed to the flue gases between 300 degrees and 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. When the burner operates, heat rises and passes over the bimetal element, which expands and moves a shaft. This closes contacts that enable the burner to continue operating. If the bimetal is not sufficiently heated, a built-in safety switch shuts the burner off in approximately 75 to 120 seconds, and it cannot be started again until the safety switch cools down and is manually reset. Wiring. The power or hot lead from the limit control is connected to terminal 1. All neutrals are connected to terminal 2. One wire from the burner motor and one from the oil valve, if used, are connected to terminal 3. If the unit operates as an interrupted duty ignition, one wire from the transformer is connected to terminal 4. For intermittent duty ignition, connect the transformer lead to terminal 3 along with the burner motor lead, leaving terminal 4 empty. If the control has a green terminal, it should be connected to ground, figure 10-3. Thermostat connections. If the control has two low voltage terminals for the thermostat connection, one of the thermostat wires connects to each. If the control has three low voltage terminals, and the system has a two-wire thermostat, it is connected to the W and B terminals. If a 3-wire heat-only thermostat is used, connect the red wire to terminal R, white wire to W, and black wire to B. Operation of a stack relay. If all components are functioning properly, the control is in standby mode until line voltage is applied through the limit control to terminal A, and a call for heat from the thermostat completes the circuit between W and B, or T to T. Then terminal 4 will be powered, and terminal 3 will be powered a split second later. The transformer will generate ignition through the electrodes. The motor will turn the fuel pump and the burner fan. If there is a delayed oil valve installed, it will open based on its delay timing. Once flame is established and heated flue gases pass over and expand the bimetal detector element, the safety switch heater will be de-energized, preventing the unit from shutting off on a safety. The ignition circuit will be de-energized, shutting off the transformer if the unit operates uninterrupted ignition. The burner will then continue to run until either the thermostat is satisfied, opening the low voltage circuit, or the limit control is satisfied, opening the line voltage circuit. Either of these actions causes the primary control to cut power to terminals 3 and 4, safely shutting down the burner. The primary control then returns to standby mode. Safety check. It is important to check the safety timing of primary controls every time a service call is performed. To check the safety timing, turn off the service switch at the unit, remove the stack switch from the flue pipe, or block the flow of fuel by installing a pressure gauge in the nozzle port. Turn on the service switch. Make sure that both the line and low voltage circuits are complete. The control should energize and shut off on safety in approximately 75 seconds. If the control goes off on safety within 120 seconds, clean the bimetal and reinstall it. If the control does not go off on safety, replace it and be sure to check the timing on the new control. Any system still operating with a stack relay is probably a good candidate for replacement with a high-efficiency system. Obsolete first-generation CAD cell primary controls. This information is included for reference only. These controls became popular in the early 1970s, and they offer several advantages over the thermomechanical controls, figure 10-4. However, today's control offers additional operational, safety, and efficiency features that make it wise to offer them to customers. While the basic function of a CAD cell primary control are the same as those of stack relays, they feature a much quicker reaction time through visual as opposed to thermal flame detection. The CAD cell primary control circuit is made up of two components, the flame detector and the primary control. Flame detection. The flame detector consists of a CAD cell, a holder to secure it in place, and a wiring harness to connect it to the primary control, figure 10-5. The detector is installed in the air tube of the burner where it can view the flame. The CAD cell is a ceramic disc coated with cadmium sulfide and overlaid with a conductive grid. Electrodes attached to the ceramic disc transmit an electrical signal to the primary control. In darkness, cadmium sulfide has a very high resistance to the passage of electrical current. As the cell is exposed to light, its resistance decreases and current is allowed to pass. For a CAD cell relay to start the burner, the flame detector must sense the absence of flame and resist the passage of current. Once the burner starts and the flame is established, the cell senses light, resistance drops, and the burner continues to run. If the CAD cell does not sense enough light when the burner starts, the control will shut off on safety. It cannot be started again until the safety switch is manually reset. Note that electronic safety switches do not have to cool down before resetting. If the flame is lost during the running cycle, early model controls will shut the system down after the safety timing, 15 to 45 seconds, is reached. Later models will make one attempt to restart. Wiring. As with stack-mounted primary controls, The major manufacturers adopted uniform standards regarding wiring connections for first-generation CAD cell primary controls. In place of the numbered screw terminals on stack relays, CAD cell relays have color-coded wire leads pre-attached to the solid-state circuitry. These wire leads from the control are connected to the wiring for the system components with wire nuts. Figure 10-6. The hot wire from the limit control is connected to the black wire of the CAD cell relay. The hot wire of the burner motor, igniter, and oil valve are connected to the orange wire. The white wire is connected to the neutral lead along with the neutrals from the burner components. The low voltage side of the CAD cell relays typically have two terminals labeled T-T, which can be connected to the thermostat. The CAD cell flame detector leads are connected to the FF terminals. Operation. The most common first-generation CAD cell primary controls a technician is likely to come across in the field are the Honeywell R8184G or the White Rogers 668. They both feature intermittent duty ignition and operate as follows. If all components are functioning properly, the control is in standby mode until power is applied through the limit control to the black wire and a call for heat from the thermostat completes the circuit between T and T. Then, assuming that CAD cell does not sense light, the control is energized and the orange wire is powered. The igniter generates ignition through the electrodes and the motor turns the fuel unit and burner fan. If there is an oil valve installed, it opens based on its delay timing. Flame is established and the CAD cell resistance decreases to fewer than 1,600 ohms, de-energizing the safety switch heater and preventing the unit from shutting off on safety. As long as the CAD cell senses flame, the burner continues to run until either the thermostat or limit control is satisfied. Safety check. To check the safety, 1. Turn off the power at the service switch. 2. Install a 1,000 ohm resistor across the FF terminals to reduce resistance and simulate flame. It is okay to leave the CAD cell leads hooked up. 3. Turn on the service switch and make sure both the line and the low voltage circuits are complete. 4. The control should not energize because the resistor connected to the FF terminals simulates a fire in the chamber. If it does energize, replace the control. If it does not, 1. Turn off the service switch and remove the resistor. 2. Disconnect one lead from the FF terminals. 3. Turn on the electrical switch. The control should energize and the burner should lock out based on safety switch timing, 15 to 45 seconds. If the control does not go off on safety, replace it and be sure to check the timing on the new control. 4. If the control does go off on safety, reconnect the lead to the F terminal and press the reset button. The safety is working properly. Troubleshooting tips. If the burner does not start, verify the electrical switches are in the on position and that the thermostat is set above room temperature. Be sure that there is not a fire burning in the unit. Remove the primary control's cover and visually check to see if the spring-loaded mechanism has locked off on safety. If the primary control is not off on safety, check for proper voltage coming from the limit control. If there is sufficient line voltage, remove one lead from the FF terminals. If the burner starts, the problem is in the CAD cell sensing or wires. The cell may be sensing light or wires may have been shorted. If the burner does not start, disconnect all the thermostat leads and install a jumper. If the burner starts, the problem is in the thermostat or its wiring. If the primary is off on safety, check the combustion chamber to be sure the unit is not saturated with fuel. If the chamber contains excess fuel, follow company procedures to eliminate the fuel. Never attempt to fire a burner into a saturated chamber. If the chamber is free of excess fuel, press the reset button. If the primary control energizes, but the burner motor does not turn, shut off the service switch and check the electrical connection and the burner motor reset button. If the burner run and flame is established, but the control shuts off on safety, disconnect the CAD cell leads, press the reset, and before the unit shuts off on safety again, place a 1,000 ohm resistor across the FF terminals. If the burner continues to operate with the resistor in place, the CAD cell relay is operating as designed, and the problem is with the CAD cell flame detector. With the unit operating, connect the CAD cell leads to an ohm meter. A reading of 0 ohms indicates a short circuit. Check for pinched or shorted CAD cell wires. If the resistance is infinite, check for broken CAD cell wires or a loose or defective cell. On most properly adjusted burners, the reading will be 400 ohms or less. Some burners with large static plates or small openings in the retention head operate in the 400 to 800 ohm range. Very few burners operate with resistance over 800 ohms. If the reading is greater than 1,600 ohms, there is a serious problem with the fire, the CAD cell eye, its holder, or leads, or its alignment. Remember, the CAD cell needs to have a good view through the air tube to the fire. Figure 10-7 below. If the eye is coated with soot, it will not be able to see the flame. Clean the eye and continue troubleshooting to find out why the eye is dirty. Obsolete second generation CAD cell primary controls. Second generation CAD cell primary controls have the same basic function as first generation controls, but steady advances in technology have led to a number of improvements. For example, second generation CAD cell primary controls have electronic reset mechanisms which are not spring-loaded. The reset button on these controls does not pop up when the unit shuts off on safety. The reset does not have a thermal component, so there's no cooling time required before the control can be reset. To bring the control out of safety lockout, simply depress the reset button for 3 seconds. The typical second generation CAD cell primary controls include safety monitoring circuit. This circuit monitors the contacts of 2 separate redundant motor relays. Safety lockout occurs if the contacts of either motor relay are found closed when they should be open, thus ensuring shutdown even if one motor relay fails. Interrupted duty ignition. These controls have an additional wire that is connected to the transformer or igniter. With interrupted duty ignition, electrodes and igniter transformers last longer. Electrical consumption and operational noise are reduced. Combustion problems leading to dirty boilers and running saturations are minimized. Recycle on flame failure. Recycle on flame failure means that instead of shutting off on safety on loss of flame during the run cycle, the burner will shut off within approximately 1.5 seconds. After a wait of 60 to 90 seconds, the control will attempt to restart the burner. Operation. Second generation CAD cell primary controls operate similarly to the first generation controls. If all components are functioning properly, the control is in standby mode until power is applied through the limit control to the black wire and the circuit between T and T is closed. Then, assuming that the CAD cell does not sense light, the control is energized and the orange and blue wires are powered. The ignition and motor start. After the CAD cell senses flame, the ignition stays on for another 10 seconds, then shuts off. As long as the CAD cell senses flame, the burner continues to run until the thermostat or limit control is satisfied. If the control does not sense flame within the control safety timing, lockout occurs. Pressing the reset button for 3 seconds resets the control. Third generation CAD cell primary controls. Third generation primary controls, such as the Honeywell R7184 and Carlin 50200 and 60200, include a microprocessor in the printed circuit boards. They feature interrupted duty ignition, 15-second safety timing, and include several new features. Valve delay on technology. Depending on the manufacturer, this feature may be referred to as valve on delay, delayed valve on, or other similar wording. Through the use of an oil valve, valve delay on allows the burner motor to get up to speed, delivering full flow from the fuel unit and full airflow from the fan before fuel flows from the nozzle. This optimizes fuel air mixing at the startup, resulting in increased efficiency and a significant reduction of soot buildup. Motor delay off technology may also be referred to as burner motor off delay or other similar wording. This feature allows the motor-fan combination to continue delivering full airflow for a period of time after the fuel flow through the nozzle has been cut off by an oil valve, resulting in cleaner shutdowns. Dry alarm contacts. These auxiliary electrical contacts close when the control goes into lockout or latch-up. Through various added controls, i.e. an auto dialer, this can alert the homeowner, alarm company, and or service company of the situation. Limited reset. This feature protects against the repeated pressing of the reset button, which floods the chamber with fuel. If the control goes into lockout three times during a single call for heat, it goes into a restricted mode commonly called latch up. The control can be reset only twice, regardless of the number of times the reset button is pressed. Instructions for removing these controls from latch up are printed on the underside of the control where the customer cannot see them. Limited recycle. This feature limits the number of times the control will attempt to restart if the flame is repeatedly established and then lost, preventing excessive sooting from repeated combustion failure. Diagnostic LEDs. These small, low-power lights provide a significant amount of information to help the service technician quickly and accurately diagnose the situation. Fourth generation CAD cell primary controls. The newest primary controls on the market include the Honeywell 7284, Beckett Genesis, and Carlin Pro X 70200, figure 10-8. Fourth generation controls include the features of third generation and may include additional features such as a pump priming cycle to facilitate purging air from the fuel lines and filter, adjustable trial for ignition, valve on delay, and motor off delay, flame stabilization, and lockout threshold. User interfaces that allow the technician to program and troubleshoot the control. LCD screens that display burner status and fault history. Primary controls have evolved from simple stack switches to microprocessor-based controls that offer greater reliability, safety, and efficiency. Control manufacturers continue to develop new products with advanced features that will make the controls in use today seem as obsolete as thermomechanical controls are now. For specific information regarding wiring, operation, and troubleshooting, refer to the manufacturer's instructions. The next section contains specific information regarding third-generation controls and Riello controls. Specific microprocessor-based primary controls. The following section is intended strictly as an overview. While other manufacturers may have similar controls, these are the units you are most likely to encounter. Also, remember that the manufacturers periodically add improvements and additional features to their controls. It is critical to consult product-specific literature to verify information regarding individual controls, even if they are familiar to you. Honeywell. Honeywell R7184, also sold as Beckett R7184. Honeywell's controls differ from Carlin's. It is extremely important to note that some Honeywell models utilize different wire color coding. Standard features of the Honeywell R7184 include limited reset. This control can be reset only two times before it goes into restricted lockout or latch-up mode. The reset count returns to zero each time a call for heat is successfully completed. To reset the control from latch-up, press and hold the reset button. The LED will go out. Continue holding the button for approximately 30 to 45 seconds until the light comes on again. Limited recycle. Should the flame be lost while the burner is firing, the control shuts down the burner, enters a 60-second recycle delay, and then attempts a restart. During the recycle delay, the LED will flash slowly, 2 seconds on, 2 seconds off. Do not confuse this with the burner being in lockout. If the flame is lost 3 consecutive times without successfully satisfying a call for heat, the control goes into lockout and must be reset manually. Diagnostic LED. The diagnostic LED has 4 states. On, flame present. Off, no flame. 2 seconds on, 2 seconds off, recycle. 1/2 second on, 1/2 second off, lockout, and latch up. The LED can also be used to check CAD cell resistance. When the burner is running, after the ignition has turned off, quickly press and release the reset button. Hold it for only 1/2 second or less. The LED will flash from 1 to 4 times depending on the CAD cell resistance. If the light flashes once, CAD cell resistance is normal, 0 to 400 ohms. 2 flashes means the resistance is normal, 400 to 800 ohms. 3 flashes are normal, 800 to 1,600 ohms. Lockout can occur above 4,000 ohms. Pump priming cycle. To facilitate priming, the control can be placed in a purge routine by pressing and quickly releasing the reset button while the ignition is on. If the control has not locked out since its last complete heating cycle, lockout timing will be extended for up to 4 minutes, and the ignition will operate in the intermittent mode for this cycle only. Communications port. Any Honeywell residential combustion controls have a communications port that allows for data interchange between the control and other products, such as diagnostic tools, modems, zoning systems, and home automation. Wiring the Honeywell R7184. Currently, there are 4 models of the 7184, A, B, P, and U. On each model, the thermostat leads and CAD cell leads connect to the appropriate terminals. R7184A. The black wire connects to the limit control. The white wire connects to all neutrals. The blue wire connects to the igniter or transformer. The orange wire connects to the burner motor. R7184B. The B model has a 15-second valve on delay feature requiring the installation of an oil valve. This control has an added violet wire that connects to that valve. The other wire from the valve is connected to the neutrals. All other wiring is consistent with the A model. R7184P. The P model has both a fixed 15-second valve on delay and a burner motor off delay feature, which may be field selected to 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, or 8 minutes, or fixed at 15 seconds. In addition to the violet wire for the valve on delay, there is a red wire that connects to the limit control, while the black wire connects to constant power to achieve the burner motor off delay feature. All other wiring is consistent with the B model. R7184U. The U model has all the features of the P model with selectable on and off delays, plus low voltage dry alarm contacts that are located above the thermostat terminals. The U model offers the ability to adjust dip switches that enable or disable both the valve on delay and the burner motor off delay. This makes the U model control the same as the A control. This way, only one control needs to be carried in the service vehicle. All other wiring is consistent with the P model. Model designations and revisions. Honeywell puts the model designations and revision information for the R7184 next to the control part number and or prints it on the side of the control. Revisions are numerical and indicate which improvements or changes are included in that particular control. For example, Series 1 controls have different CAD cell indicator ranges. Revision 2 changed the pump priming cycle from 45 seconds to 4 minutes and added the limited recycle. Some revisions have wires, while others have spade connectors. Series 4 and later controls have added safety features. If a Series 4 control detects flame 8 seconds into valve on delay or 30 seconds into burner motor off delay, the control will go into lockout. This is to prevent poor starts and shutdowns due to bad oil valves. This means that these controls cannot be operated without an oil valve. If the fuel unit must be replaced, the replacement model must be equipped with either an integral or external oil valve. It also means that when replacing an earlier control with a Series 4 or later control, the violet and or black wires cannot simply be capped off as could be done with earlier revisions. Sequence of operation. The Honeywell R7184U is considered a universal replacement since it can be figured to replace all other 7184 models by adjusting dip switches. This is how it operates. Standby. When a call for heat is initiated, there is a 2 to 6 second delay while the control performs a safe start check. If no flame is sensed and all internal conditions are correct, the control enters valve on delay mode and the ignition and motor are powered for 15 seconds. Trial for ignition. Then the control goes into trial for ignition. The oil valve is powered and opens. Flame should be established within the trial for ignition timing of 15 or 30 seconds. If no flame is sensed by the end of the trial for ignition, the control goes into lockout and must be manually reset. The dry alarm contacts close and complete the circuit to activate any remote alarm that is connected. Carryover. Once the flame is established, the ignition remains on for 10 seconds to ensure flame stability, then shuts off. The burner will then run until the call for heat is satisfied, at which time the power to the oil valve will shut down. Burner motor off delay. The motor will continue to operate from 30 seconds to 8 minutes depending on how the dip switches are set. Once this burner motor off delay cycle has been completed, the control returns to standby mode. Carlin. Model numbers can be found just above the thermostat and flame detector terminals. Wiring diagrams are to the left, and the control timings are listed above the model number. For example, the model 60200 control has a 10-second valve delay on, pre, a 15-second trial for ignition, TR, and a 10-second motor delay off, post. There may also be a revised designation printed on the lower right side of the label. This control is revision C. Carlin's microprocessor-based controls, models 50200 and 60200 feature, limited reset, also known as serviceman reset protection. Once these controls go into lockout, 3 consecutive times without establishing flame, the control will go into latch-up. In order to release them from latch-up, depress and hold the reset button. After 10 seconds, the 2 diagnostic lights will blink alternately. After another 20 seconds, the lights will stop blinking. Release the button to complete the reset procedure. Recycle on flame failure. In the event of flame loss during the run cycle, within approximately 2 seconds, the 50200 will shut the burner off and the 60200 would turn the power and the 60200 will turn off power to the oil valve and complete a motor delay off cycle. After a wait of 60 to 90 seconds, the red LED light will flash for 65 seconds, then the burner will attempt to restart the burner. If flame is established during the trial for ignition period, the burner will resume normal operation. If flame is not established in the trial for ignition period, the control will go into lockout. Diagnostic LEDs. These primary controls have two diagnostic LEDs, one red and one amber. Amber on signals that the control is in self-test. Red on indicates that control is in lockout. Red on indicates that the control is in lockout. Amber and red on indicate that the control has locked out three times during a single call for heat and is in latch up. Red flashing indicates that flame has been lost during a run cycle after trial for ignition. Amber blinking off every 3 to 4 seconds while the control is in standby mode indicates that the CAD cell is sensing light or a diagnostic fault which disables startup. Wiring. Thermostats and CAD cell leads connect to the appropriate terminals. The 50200 is connected in the same way as earlier interrupted ignition CAD cell relays. The black wire connects to the limit control. The white wire connects to all neutrals. The blue wire connects to the igniter or transformer. The orange wire connects to the burner motor. The 60200 control has both valve delay on and motor delay off features, so the wiring is slightly more complicated. The black wire connects to the limit control. The white wire connects to all neutrals. The blue wire connects to the igniter or transformer. The orange wire connects to the burner motor. The violet wire connects to the oil valve. The red wire and white wire tracer, stripe, connects to constant power. Operation. The Carlin 60200 operates as follows. Each time power is applied to the red wire and white tracer, the control performs a boot-up test to verify internal operation. After about 4 seconds, the amber LED comes on. The test continues for 6 more seconds and, if successful, the amber light turns off. If the test is not successful, the control repeats the test until successful. When a call for heat is initiated, the amber LED turns on, and there is a 3 to 4 second delay while the control performs a safe start check. If no flame is sensed and all internal conditions are correct, the LED turns off and the control enters valve delay on mode. The ignition is powered, and 1 second later, the motor is powered. After completion of the valve delay on cycle, the control goes into trial for ignition. The fuel valve is powered and opens. Flame should be established within the trial for ignition period of 15 seconds. If the flame is not sensed by the end of trial for ignition, the control goes into lockout, the red LED comes on, and the dry alarm contacts close. The control must be manually reset by pushing the reset button for 1 second and releasing. Once the flame is established, the ignition remains on for a short time to ensure flame stability and then shuts off. Riello primary controls. Riello primary controls are designed exclusively for use on Riello burners. The Riello primary control, in combination with the coil of the oil valve and the CAD cell, monitors and controls all functions of the burner. An auxiliary tap on the motor windings provide a 46-volt AC power supply to operate the control. The oil valve provides the starting and running circuits for the primary control through a logic board and safety lockout switch. The ignition transformer is integrated into the primary control and provides interrupted duty ignition. There are no thermostat terminals on current Riello primary controls. An additional device, such as a switching relay, must be used for low-voltage thermostat connections. The Riello's control safety switch is equipped with a contact allowing remote sensing of burner safety lockout. Should burner lockout occur, 120 volts AC is supplied to sub-base terminal 4 to activate any connected remote alarm systems. Wiring. All wiring is connected through the control's sub-base terminals. A wiring diagram is supplied with each control and serves as an insulator on the underside of the control. This diagram should always be left in place to protect the printed circuit board of the control. When working on these controls, most experienced service technicians refer to Riello's plastic laminated troubleshooting card or the troubleshooting guide provided in the training manual. Operation. If all components are functioning properly, the control is in standby mode until 120 volts is supplied through the limit control to terminal 5. Then, assuming that the CAD cell does not sense light, the control is energized and terminal 6 is powered, providing 120 volts AC to the motor. The auxiliary winding tap provides 46 volts AC to power the control. The motor starts and establishes a 10-second valve delay on. The valve opens, supplying fuel to the nozzle line, and at the same time, the ignition is powered. Once the CAD cell senses flame, the ignition circuit is opened and the spark shuts off. As long as the CAD cell senses flame, the burner continues to run until the demand for heat is satisfied. If the control does not sense flame within approximately 5 seconds after valve delay on, the control shuts the burner off on safety. If the CAD cell loses sight of the flame at any time during the firing cycle, the control immediately closes the oil valve to prevent fuel flow, then goes back into valve delay on mode and makes one attempt to relight. Safety check. Turn off the service switch. Remove the control box from the subbase. Remove the CAD cell from the control box. Replace the control box on the subbase. Turn on the service switch and make sure that the line voltage circuit is complete. The control should energize and the burner should go off on safety approximately 5 seconds after the valve delay on cycle. If the control does not go off on safety, replace it and be sure to check the timing on the new control. Troubleshooting tips. In general, it is good practice to check that the control box spades and subbase terminals are making good contact and to verify that there is between 42 and 50 volts AC between terminals 3 and 7 while the motor is running. If the burner stays in valve delay on, check for the following before condemning the control. CAD cell faulty or sensing light before trial for ignition. Coil wires are reversed on terminals 1 and 2 or on terminals 1 and 8. Open coil circuit terminals 2 and 8. To check this, connect an ohmmeter between terminals 2 and 8. If the coil circuit is open, the reading will be 0 ohms. Open coil circuit terminals 1 and 2. Reading should be 1,235 ohms or less. Note, this is for the 530 SE primary control only. An open coil circuit on terminal 1 will cause the 483 SE control to lock out. Insufficient voltage between terminals 3 and 7. It should read 42 to 52 volts AC. If the voltage is lower, check the incoming supply. If there is proper incoming voltage above 102 volts AC, change the burner motor. If a burner with a 530 SE control continues to burge and light off with immediate flame dropout, or a burner with a 483 SE control cycles on and off in quick succession, check the following. The metal yoke for the coil may be missing or improperly installed. Coil wires 2 and 8 may be reversed. There may be low resistance on the coil holding circuit, terminals 1 and 2. Resistance should be 1,350 ohms, plus or minus 10%. If the resistance is low, change the coil.